Singer Chris Brown pled guilty yesterday to felony assault charges. Brown was arrested in February, you may remember, for beating his then-girlfriend, 20-year-old pop star Rihanna Fenty. A judge put Brown on probation for 5 years, ordered him to complete 180 hours of community service. What happens to his career is up to his fans. Brown's plea means Rihanna does not have to take the stand, so the details of what happened on the night of the assault will remain secret. The story of Chris Brown and Rihanna sparked conversations about gender abuse, race, celebrity, and youth throughout the media and really among people all over America. In studio with us to continue that discussion is journalist Elizabeth Mendez-Berry. She drew attention to partner abuse in the hip-hop world with a 2005 article on hip-hop artist Big Pun. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
And also joining us is LaToya Peterson. She's with us from Washington, D.C. She's editor of the blog Racialicious. Good morning to you, LaToya.
Good morning.
What do we learn from these people, and what do we fail to learn now that the details are going to be secret and the guilty plea means that the court drama is over? LaToya?
Well, I think one of the things that we learn is that domestic violence really does strike and impact every community. And it was interesting to watch how the language that we use to describe and discuss domestic violence really hasn't changed. The fact that these two kids were celebrities and were so famous drew additional scrutiny on this case, but it seems that we have so much farther to go when it comes to having a productive conversation about what domestic violence looks like and how to prevent it.
Elizabeth, has this been a moment where people can be educated on teen violence, or do teens get more of an idea of, all right, if something like that happened to me, here's how I would save my career? And they're looking at that more than the issue of violence itself.
I think it's been a combination. I think that there have been some really, really productive conversations that have happened, but I think there's also been a lot of polarized sort of side-taking, Team Rihanna, Team Breezy, as if, you know, someone wins at the end. I don't really know how constructive that has been.
What do you make of the narrative that happened really shortly after the attack, Elizabeth? And I want to comment from you, LaToya, that Rihanna appeared to reject her, I guess at that point, former boyfriend, and then appeared to at least allow for the possibility that they might get back together again. And this was, of course, taken up by the media as an example of exactly what you should not do if you're a victim of violence at any age. Elizabeth?
Well, I mean, I think most women who are victims of domestic abuse wind up going up to their partners at least a few times before they make a definitive cut. And I think one of the things that people fail to understand is that when it gets to the point that he's choking her, which is what we learned from the affidavit that leaked by the LAPD, there's scaffolding, there's emotional abuse that has facilitated that. And that's something we don't talk about as much, but that's why I think she was willing to go back. And that's where we really need to have a conversation. It's not as easy and it's not as obvious, but it needs to happen.
LaToya, do you think the punishment, and comment on anything Elizabeth has said, but do you think the punishment fits the crime here for Chris Brown?
Well, first I want to go back to something that Elizabeth said.
Sure.
in her quick segment here, and I completely agree that one of the things that people seem to underestimate in this case is, one, their ages, that they're both just out of adolescence and that they're both really struggling with their image and who they are. And so when you combine that with a relationship that's in any form abusive, emotional or physical, that it's going to be a lot more difficult for a person at that age to want to, or at any age rather, to want to try to pull themselves out of that situation and make it more difficult. In terms of does the punishment fit the crime, I can understand why each one of them would benefit from not having any more details leak. It seems like they've both been trying to distance themselves as much as possible from this incident, and it feels like there's definitely a narrative emerging that Rihanna needs to be an advocate for women's rights, but she may or may not be ready for that. I mean, Elizabeth, what do you think?
I agree. I think one of the crazy things about the situation is that Rihanna actually hasn't done anything in this whole process. She did not call 911. She did not release her name. It was the LA Times that did that. And the devastating photograph of her was released by the LAPD. It was leaked. And at this point, she was subpoenaed to appear yesterday. So it wasn't a situation where she was coming forward and saying, I want to be advocate for victims everywhere. I mean, she's very young. She's just sort of coming out of this, it seems like. And you know, part of me wants her to be a heroine, but part of me just wants her to be a regular human being and heal.
Have they lost the ability to be regular human beings, these two? They're such celebrities. They have these images that there's actual serious dollar amounts they have to. I mean, Chris Brown had a squeaky clean image before this. That's probably gone forever. But nevertheless, there is an incentive always to cover this sort of thing up. Elizabeth, LaToya?
Well,
yeah, I agree with that. There is the issue that comes with fame. Is that you can't make the same kind of mistakes that you would make and allow that to work out. So had this been, I would say, a normal teenage relationship, unfortunately, the probability is that she probably would have stayed with him a few more times. They would have broken up and got back together. That's part of the process of separating the self from your abuser.
On the other hand, he might have killed her, right? Because
or he might have killed her.
What we saw in the affidavit is that it was an incredibly devastating attack that involved choking and threats. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, but that's a very good point, Elizabeth, that a lot of these relationships do end in death, unfortunately. But because of the scrutiny involved with the fact that this was, you know, this went all over the blogosphere, this sparked all kinds of tensions, and with the fact of the amounts of money, exactly as you brought up, with the amounts of money in play, there's a lot of pressure on them to either reconcile so that everything will be okay, so that they both can salvage their careers, but there was suddenly an impasse.
Well, you know, it's the question really there is, what message does that implicitly deliver when you're preserving your career, you're also preserving your life? Can both of you stick around? Because I think we want to carry this discussion further. Are both of you available?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So LaToya Peterson, editor of the blog Racialicious.com, is in Washington, D.C. Elizabeth Mendez-Barry, freelance journalist, author of Love Hurts, a 2005 article for Vibe magazine exploring partner abuse in hip-hop. We're talking about the fact that Chris Brown pled guilty yesterday and was given a sentence in the case where he assaulted his then-girlfriend, Rihanna. What implication, what sort of teachable moments come from this event? We're continuing that discussion. Stay with us. The pop voice of Rihanna continues on despite the headlines regarding her assault by Chris Brown, who pled guilty yesterday to assault charges and was sentenced. Continuing our discussion with Elizabeth Mendez-Barry, freelance journalist here in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And LaToya Peterson, editor of the blog Racialicious.com. Listen to these two quotes from Oprah Winfrey, who I'm sure that you witnessed give some advice to Rihanna as the whole assault scandal was reaching its peak. Listen to this one first.
If you go back with a man who hits you, it is because you don't think you're worthy of being with a man who won't. That's why you do it.
Arguably one of the biggest celebrities in the world, giving some advice to one of the lesser celebrities, but still a huge celebrity. And here she continues.
Love doesn't hurt. I say they've been saying this to women
That's
for years.
Right.
Love doesn't hurt. And if a man hits you once, he will hit you again.
That's right.
Now, LaToya Peterson, here's a celebrity advising another celebrity, and of course the audience goes wild there on the Oprah show. Did that contribute, in your view, looking back now, to a serious debate on teen violence and the lessons that people need to take from this incident?
Unfortunately, not really. Oprah's comments were definitely common sense and definitely helpful, but as we've seen in these kind of relationships, it's not common sense that's winning out when you choose to go back to an abuser or when you're trying to make a decision or having issues with that. One of the things that I noticed in conversation, particularly in the blogosphere, and that's, you know, the primary place where I work, is that the tones of the conversation never really got discussed. So there were some definite themes that were emerging around the Chris Brown Rihanna case, and those differed by racial lines, those differed by class lines, those differ by what people were expecting.
But what was the racial issue? What was the racial issue? I'm interested.
Okay, so the racial issue with Chris Brown and Rihanna, it was very interesting to watch the discussion in the debate happen, because on mainstream blogs like TMZ and Perez Hilton, they had already come to their conclusion. He is trash. It's done. Rihanna can't go back to him. She comes back to him. She's an idiot. There was a very marked shift in most of the mainstream blogs to completely and unequivocally support Rihanna. Whereas in the black gossip blogosphere, I'm saying black gossip specifically, so places like Bossip and a blog called Nicole Bitchy and things like that, there was a lot more of a division between people who felt like we should automatically support Rihanna because she was the victim and she was the person who was being unfortunately persecuted, and people going, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. We need to start supporting Chris Brown. We don't know what happened, so we don't know what we should do. And as a result of those conversations, we started seeing another interesting pattern emerge where people started going, well, you know, Rihanna isn't really black. She's Caribbean. And so there was a distancing even from that within the black community, where she's been generally accepted as a black artist. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, when this happens, it's, well, she's not really black. She's Caribbean. And you know how those women are.
Now,
so there became some intra-racial tensions along with the racial tensions and discussion.
That is really fascinating. I'm not trying to interrupt, but we got, you know, I could talk about this all hour long, but I'm wondering, you know, someone might say, Elizabeth, that that's a sign of, okay, here's a robust debate on subjects that people wouldn't talk about otherwise. Or is it the case of people sort of finding their own sort of constituency, finding their own form of denial in this, avoiding the real issue?
I would say it's mostly the latter, unfortunately, because I think when that polarizing happens, like I mentioned before, it's Team Rihanna, it's Team Breezy, and ultimately there's no real conversation about what the issues, the fundamental issues are, and why we're so emotional about this, which I believe are that we don't really know how to figure out how to have healthy relationships at a young age. And the reason that we're so attached to this specific case is because it mirrors issues that a lot of young people are experiencing in their own relationships.
Does celebrity culture, LaToya, support this kind of thing, since they're happy to market to the people who are pro-Chris and the people who are pro-Rihanna and have a magazine for both and a blog for both and maybe a set of songs for both, and you make money every side?
All right. I mean, unfortunately, what happens, or what we were seeing when the case was at its peak and at the height of speculation, is that it was kind of drowning out the idea or the need for an actual conversation, because people had already come to their own conclusions. And one of the things that really disturbed me on my blog was that when we first started the open thread about it, when it first broke, I'm watching the way that the conversation's going. And there's people, you know, it's a standard conversation about domestic violence where there are some people who are instantly denying it. Oh, he couldn't have done that. He's such a nice boy. This wouldn't have happened. And then there's the people who shifted into blaming. Well, we know Rihanna probably did something. She must have, quote, provoked it, which is something that I don't believe you can do, but that's another story.
Well,
and one of the important things is that we have teenagers who read our site, and we have teenagers who are looking and listening to the tones of our conversations around this and using that to indicate what their personal relationships are going to be. And so that shifted how we covered it from then on out, knowing that there are people who are observing and who are trying to make up their minds about their relationships based on what they're listening to adults say.
So who has the most powerful voice at this point? We're under a minute here. Is it Chris Brown's next move to say something that would be important here, or Rihanna's next move to say something important here? Elizabeth and then LaToya, you can take us out.
I think we all want Rihanna to be a heroine, and I think everybody wants her to come forward and have this transformative moment, which is exactly what Oprah would love on her show.
Right.
But you know, I think that the reality is that chances are she's going to need to do some healing before she can even get close to that. I wish that she would turn around and start looking at the hundreds of young women in this country who are actually in dating abusive relationships.
LaToya, you got the last word. 20 seconds.
Definitely. I feel like, though it's important to think about what celebrities' impact is, the people who will have the greatest impact on this are parents and people who work with youth, because you can really use this to start the conversation.
LaToya Peterson, editor of the blog Rachelicious.com, and Elizabeth Mendez Barry, freelance journalist. Thanks to both of you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.